It's sex and no.
Blog Talk Radio.
The replay of how I beat the shit out of that MMA heavyweight. Also, now I know the reason why the Facebook guy deleted you, delusional haters. I saw it on YouTube. It's like report or spam Charlie Zelenoff's Facebook. You people are sick, man. Yeah, now I kind of understand. Like, no matter how many fights I win, you people don't care. You just, deep down, you may feel bad every time I win, but you still just continue to do your spam. Man, you spammers are done, man. All my fights, like, they got recorded. Like, when I beat the shit out of Jill Zawal, when I beat Jacob, when I smashed Deontay Wilder in the ring, right? When I beat the fuck out of that EFC fighter. You know what I'm saying? All of this is on footage and forever will be on YouTube. Like, you can never take that shit off. Those fights will forever be on there. And there's nothing you bitches could do about it, man. Therefore, Facebook, all that, whatever. Yeah, Facebook doesn't mean that much to me, man. It's just, you know, more views, you know, put my fights on there, put my radios, whatever. But I can live without it, man. You know, I don't really need Facebook. It's not a necessity, you know what I'm saying? It's a all right site to promote, you know, Charlie Z product, but yeah, you motherfuckers are just jealous, man. I mean, they're putting my name on cups. They put my name on cups and the store. People ask me for autographs, take pictures of me, and you motherfuckers are, you know, reporting my posts and causing my Facebook to get deleted. You people are sick in the head, man. And yeah, I don't know what more to tell you fucking clowns. I've knocked out Al Box, defeated, TKO'd, whatever, beat everybody. Yeah, you saw that fight? That 3 minutes, I was beating the shit out of that MMA guy, the jiu-jitsu guy that I just outboxed, man. With the jab, with the hooks, just kicked his ass for 3 minutes straight, man. And he didn't want to go on any longer. Charlie Z's number one. And you delusional psycho haters, man. I continue to win. You know what I'm saying? 86-0. Boxwork is a joke, man. Like, how many fucking times do I got to explain it? These people fight two times, once, twice a year, man. Fake motherfuckers, man. Fucking actors, man. These are not real fights. These are paid professional actors, man. You fucking clowns that support that shit. You people are sick. Those are shitty fighters, man. Yes, those, they may be stronger than the average Joe, but they're not nearly as strong as me. Come on, I fucking destroyed Joe Zawal. This guy was a heavyweight. I mean, did you see how much bigger he was than me? Okay, but who won, though? Who landed the punches, though? Yeah, exactly, man. Jabs, hooks, fucking beat his ass, man. It's on video. It's on video. You can't fucking deny it. You fucking, hey, you sick motherfucker. Following me, e-stalking me, following me on Facebook, leaving me shares. You fucking psychopath, man. Let me hit you how I hit the last guy. Let me hit you how I hit Deontay Wilder. let me hit you like I hit Jill's vault. Let me hit you like that. You'd be fucking dead, son, and you wouldn't have access to fucking Facebook, motherfucker. You'd have access to the grave, but you wouldn't have access to Facebook. You fucking retard. Get a fucking wife. No, I swear to everybody listening, this motherfucker, he's been stalking me for years, not months, years, fucking years. This motherfucker is sick. I post videos of me crushing motherfuckers, breaking jaws, snapping jaws, just beating the shit out of people, and this sick motherfucker is following me on Facebook talking shit no matter what. Come on, look at the last fight. Fair and square, I punched the guy in the face over and over. What more do you want me to do? You fucking mentally ill, mentally challenged, fucking mental case, sick motherfucker, man. Get some help, son. You don't even have a name. You know what I mean? You're the troll that makes crazy shares, man. That's all we can call you because you don't even have a real name. And even if you put a name there, it's not your real name. These cowards, they don't even put their real name, man. And a message I have for Frank Steyer, you bum. Listen. You don't want to fight, son. You just want ratings. You just want, like, more views. Because you're nobody and you're desperately fucking, you know, you don't want to fight. Yeah, come on. I punched Deontay Wilder in the fucking jaw. You would never get in the ring with Deontay Wilder, let alone in the ring with Charlie Zelenoff, motherfucker. And if you seriously have a death wish, Frank, hey, you know where I live, motherfucker. Last time you didn't show up. I waited outside. Let me tell everybody. This clown said he was going to drive over to my house. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was outside for like 3 or 4 hours, literally. And we agreed on a certain time, and he didn't come. And I still waited like extra 2-3 hours, and he still didn't come. I was, kept calling him, and he started clicking on me. That's why I don't take him serious. So anytime, son, just come down to my street, man. Come down to my street and... I knocked Mike Lebarski out on my street, cold, all right? And go bare knuckle. Yeah, you piece of shit hater, internet troll, Frank Skankster wants a title shot. He doesn't want a title shot, but if he really does, then he's more than welcome to come. He knows where I'm at. That's a fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. Dude, if I'm beating professional fighters... I beat the shit out of a U.S. Marine on video. I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw. I beat Jill's wall. I beat the fuck out of Derek the Giant. Frank Steyer would shit himself if he just saw Derek the Giant. He would just shit himself, man. Come on, son. You don't want to fight Charlie Zelenoff, man. You fucking retard, man. Moron. Yeah, if I ever see him, man, it's going to be 87-0 on the spot, man. And 0-1 for Skankster. Yeah, that's going to be his first actual fight if I see him and knock him out because he's never fought anybody in his life. Come on. If you have fights, like, wouldn't he say he went to the Army? Where's the recordings? I'm not talking about all your, for just one, at least one. At least one video of you fighting somebody. Hell, you can even if you lost, fuck it. Just a video of you with gloves, bare knuckle, whatever, anything, a fight. Nothing. No video of him fighting anybody. This fucking joker. Yeah, man, listen. He got mental issues, man. Like, he knew exactly where me and Wilder were. Boxing. He didn't show up to that. Why? Why didn't he show up? Because he knows all the shit he talked on the internet. You know, when I've seen him in real life, at that time, it was before he backstabbed me. But after he backstabbed me, it was, he never wanted to come to the Wilder fight yet because he knows. He was thinking, like, oh, shit, what if Zelenoff still holds that grudge against me and decides to knock me the fuck out? That's what Frank thought. And he was like, fuck that, I'm not going to show up. Anyways, let's talk real boxing, man. Enough talking about the bots, the trolls, the people that don't matter in this world, man. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT, man. Now, if you go on Underground Boxing Federation.webs.com, you can see my whole record. From the first fight that I, from my first pro fight that I ever had, my 86th fight. My first fight, I won December 2004. And my last fight, September 2015. So that's 11 years, almost, yeah, just about 11 years I've been boxing professional. And Patron was a good opponent, man. For pro debut, yeah, he was good. He was a good fighter. Beat his ass. And, nobody gave me the chance to achieve what I've achieved and to win as many fights as I wanted, to beat the opponents that I beat. Nobody ever gave me the chance to do so, and I still did. I mean, come on. Who would ever give me the chance to defeat 41 heavyweights? Yeah, I looked at my record. 41 heavyweights. I have never weighed 200 pounds. The most I ever weighed was 183. Yeah, I was a big boy when I got out of county jail. But I was never a heavyweight. You know, now I'm like walking around 155, 160. But a middleweight, to be beating down heavyweights, that's a once-in-a-lifetime, man. You're not going to see that in mainstream boxing because they go by weight classes. And they have way too many weight classes, pointless fucking weight classes that just to make money, just money scam. You know, like, come on. 5 pounds is not going to make a difference. Why do you need to have a weight class every 5 pounds, new weight classes? It's bullshit. And these fucking retards on the internet, like, they think this is real boxing. These are fucking actors, man. They admitted to me on the phone. I'm trying to explain to you retards. These guys blew their own cover by saying that this is a money game, okay? This is a money game. It's not about who the best fighter is, you fucking retards. They said it. The words came out of their mouth. The motherfucker told me I was supposed to knock out Chris Arreola in Riverside. And Chris Arreola, that guy's a fucking bum, dude. Come on, Gilles Zavala would kill that guy. Derek the Giant would kill that guy. I beat Deontay Wilder, for fuck's sake. He said he's not ready for Deontay Wilder. Well, if he's not ready for Deontay Wilder, then you bet he's not ready for me. And Chris Arreola's trainer, manager, cut man, whatever, some dude I was on the phone with, told me. He said, it ain't about who the best fighter is. It's a money game. Mainstream boxing, HBO, Showtime, all this stuff, it's a money game. It's about who makes the most money. It's not about who the best fighter is. There you go. Now it all makes sense. Why I compete in the underground. But see, but I beat a lot of these mainstream guys in the underground. It feels better this way. It feels a lot better this way. And you fucking tards on the internet, you know, comments, disliking my videos, you retards actually think that mainstream boxing is legit and everything, when these motherfuckers deep down know that it's not legit. When they're doing it for the money, they know it's not a legit fight game. A legit fight game does not have two fights a year, okay? I scored 25 victories in 2014. 25 fucking victories. Sorry, 23 victories. 15 this year, 23. And then 15 in 2013, and 12, 2012, 13, 2011. Okay, so combine all that. 2011, I scored 13 wins. 2012, 12 wins. 2013, 15 wins. Then 23 wins. Then 15 wins again. And the year's not even over. I may score another win. I may get up to 20 wins again this year if I decide to, you know, have another fight. But I think that I'm going to call it a year. I mean, that last fight, that was phenomenal, man. Those hooks, man, that shit was brutal, man. I posted the replay of me hitting that motherfucker, that left hook, that whooping left hook I connected, man. That was fucking phenomenal. Charles is the king, man. King of boxing, man. Look at that. Right hook. Overhand right. Charlie Zelenoff wins again. Haters exposed. I'm the GOAT. New video. Look at that shit, man. Boom. You fucking delusional haters, man. Your clown said that I telegraphed my punches? What? How come I connect them? Nah, this is how you rush somebody, man. Look at that shit.
Left hook to the face. Boom.
Boom. Right in the face, son. shit was fucking nice.
Yeah, you ain't gonna see a fighter this fast, this strong on HBO.
Hell no, man. HBO's a joke, man. Boom, right in the face. I'm so fast, he was like moving away and I still hit him. He was backing up the whole time and I kept going forward and just boom, boom, just fucking him up. That's how you fuck somebody up. That's how you beat somebody. I'm telling you, man, if Deontay Wilder boxes me again, I'm going to knock him out cold. I already beat him. I already fought him. I know how he fights. I'm telling you, this time, yeah, when I hit him with that left and Wilder was like out on his feet, I should have gave him one more. Then he would have dropped. He would have definitely dropped. He would not have. Come on, man. The motherfucker was out on his feet. He fucking back hit the ropes, man. If you fly into the ropes, that means that, like, why couldn't he, like, stand? Why couldn't he just stand on his feet and get in the stance when I hit him? Because he was out on his feet. His feet gave out. Spaghetti legs. Wilder was on spaghetti legs when I punched him. And at the Jean Clown, I hit him in the head 3 times. And then I jabbed him, like, 14 times. I mean, if you look at the total punch stat of that fight, my God, man. It was not even close. Everybody says, oh, it was such a close fight. It was the closest fight zone I've had. Dude, yeah, it may have been closer than a lot of my other fights, but close? I don't think it was that close, man. It was pretty obvious that I was beating DeJean's ass. It was not my best win. It was, not my best day, but clearly won. Clearly won and never lost. Charlie's 8-pound kink. We got left. Yeah, you fucking box track haters, man. You bitches got it the hard way, man. 004, man. When that left hook connected, son. You bitches got it the hard way. Fucking bitch ass punks. Talked all that shit. How do you look every time you talk shit? And then every time I win a fight and post the footage, man. How do you look, man? It's not even about proving your retards wrong anymore, man. Everybody knows I'm the best, man. It's obvious, man. Come on. I've won so many fights, man. Fuck. Beating everybody, man. Charlie Zonoff, number 1 pound-for-pound, man, of all time, man. 86 wins, 0 losses, man. Box wreck is a joke. Remember that British guy with the Mike Tyson t-shirt? And I kept jabbing him in the face? Okay, why did he lose? That guy was some TV fighter from England, man. What the fuck? He trains at the Wild Card with Manny Pacquiao and shit. I would kill Manny Pacquiao? Come on, man. If I beat Deontay Wilder, what would I do to Pacquiao and Mayweather? They're too small, man. I would annihilate these guys, man. They're just too small. I would hurt them. One punch, man. Okay, you remember that British guy with the Mike Tyson shirt? I went southpaw. I went lefty on his bitch ass, and I beat him. I went easy on him. Oh, we went easy on that motherfucker, and he was swinging for the fences, and I was just laughing at him and punching him in the face. No, but seriously, boxing is so legit. How come all these guys, they literally line up, and they fight me in the underground, and they lose to me? If Boxrec was legit, one of these guys would have already beaten me, but they keep losing to me. It's not legit. It's a fucking database that databases actors. Yeah, these actors make a lot of money, but they're not good fighters. They're not trained fighters. You know what I'm saying? If you're a real fighter, you're going to fight a lot more often than once or twice a year. Come on, dude. Charlie Zonoff, 23 wins in 1 year. Charlie Zonoff, it's a world record. Nobody's ever fought that many times in 1 year, man. Come on. All right, hold on. We got a left hook. Fuck mainstream media. The mainstream media is delusional, man. Charlie Zonoff is the best, man. Nobody can fuck with me. Come on. I'm beating heavyweights, man. 8 ounce gloves, 10 ounce gloves. This is real combat, man. We put on gloves. There's no fucking headgear. These are professional fights. Okay, underground boxing is pro boxing without politics. No bullshit. All these Bob Arum dunking, all these idiots do is it's a show, man. And these idiots, they complain, oh, how come we never get to see the fights we want to see? Because it's not a real fight game, you morons. And then they continue tuning in, and then they just won't get it. They're like, they won't get it that this is just all complete sham. They're like they expect to see, like, they want to see real fights, right? But this whole commercial boxing, thing, it's all a sham. Yeah, they're trying to make it look like it's a real fight game, but it's a sham. It's just paid professional actors that know they're paid professional actors, and they're trying to sell it like it's a real fight game. You know what I mean? And even though some fights are real, it's still a show. It's not built like a fight game. It's a show. It's like more like WWE. You know what I mean? That's it. And Charlie Zelenoff took boxing to, new heights. I mean, come on, 6 power shots in half a second. You ain't never going to see a fighter that will do that ever again. I mean, show me a video of somebody punching 6 times in half a second. Show me a video. Never. Guess Carlos Vasquez, man. I came into that gym. I told these motherfuckers, man. We fought for those vacant belts. I told these motherfuckers, man. I'm like, I'm the best, man. Motherfuckers are like, what? Like, they start talking about mainstream boxing. They're like, who are you? We never heard of you. I'm like, you never heard of me, but you're going to see me right now, man. Dude, once I let my hands go, you heard what happened in the end, man. He's like, them hooks, though, man. That motherfuckers told me to come back. He's like, man, come back, dude. He's like, I've never seen somebody that fucking fast, man. Seriously. You heard everybody start calling me, and then still the champ. It was actually and new because it was vacant. Vacant world title fight with Vasquez. Yeah, that motherfucker said, oh, and some guy from, some guy was there with a Team Mayweather sweater, and he was punching him back. I should have knocked his bitch ass out, too. You know, I beat 2 guys a day with no problem. I scored 3 wins in one day in 2011. I'm just saying, though, when I got in that ring and I let my hands go against Vasquez and I hit that motherfucker with them combos, killer six. I landed the killer six 2 times in that fight, man. 2 times. But the second time it was literally in half a second. It was so fast, it was just fuck, man. It was, yeah, so my hands were fucking assault rifle, man. Yeah, man, you some bitch haters, man. You talking shit, you're brave on the internet, man. You talk shit to me in real life, man. You're not going to be in good condition, man. I'll fucking paralyze you, man. My opponents, they'll lose to me, give me more respect than these haters. But of course, you know, after they get their ass kicked, we shake hands like good fight, you know. Hell, some guy that backed out to box me, he even called me champ. He even said he was nervous, he was getting jitters, he's not sure he wants to do it. Yeah, you fucking trolls on the internet, man, acting brave on the internet, man. Like, say everything you write on the internet, like, physically, say it to my face and see what's going to happen. Come up to me in real life and say it to my face and see it. Yeah, you're not going to have a face anymore. You know what I'm saying? Real shit, man. I knocked out 2 motherfuckers and went to jail for it. 2 big motherfuckers, not random guys, but 2 big motherfuckers. Black Musclehead, that motherfucker was buff, tattoos on his face. Look, the point is, whether he was a boxer or not, it doesn't matter. He was like at least 260 pounds, 250, 260, I mean, all muscle. The guy was clearly in shape. And I murdered his ass. Literally in seconds. I hit him. Right hook. It was one of my best wins of all time. Right hook to his jaw. I connected clean. He wobbled up. Then he grabbed me. Like, with all his might, he grabbed me. And I hit him. Bam, 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 bam. Not stopping the head. TKO'd him. And literally in seconds, like 2-3 seconds, That's how fucking good I am. And these clowns are like, oh, let's see you go rounds, rounds. What rounds? You fucking morons. 28 seconds, last guy. What rounds? What fucking rounds, man? Are you fucking out of your mind? Derek the Giant, 3 minutes. Beat the shit out of him. After the first round, I'm like, let's go again, motherfucker, so I can knock you out. Let's go to the second round. He didn't want to because I fucking snapped his jaw. I hit him with all those body shots. I kicked his ass so bad. He didn't want to go another round. Rounds? What the fuck? Motherfuckers get weighed out fucking seconds, man. Hood one, man. One punch and the fucking gurney was already lifting him up, man. I'm fucking break with that round shit, man. Look at my record, man. Almost everybody, what are we? Like, yeah, like Akeem, Mo Ganya. Yeah, that was all a kid, man. I was a fucking kid. And still, I beat their ass. Some motherfuckers had like, Mo Ganya had like 100 fucking amateur, had like 115 amateur fights. Akeem had like fucking 40 fights in Nigeria, man. I'm just barely getting started and I beat these motherfuckers' asses, man. Come on now. At that time, you could already, you, like, man, at that time, I was so short. Listen, when I beat Akeem's ass in the second fight, I guarantee you, like, okay, now everybody knows I would knock out Floyd Mayweather Jr. But even, I bet you, even at that time, when I beat Akeem, at that time, I was already ready to beat Mayweather Jr. Yeah, I was just being sold short. Now I would fucking kill Mayweather Jr. He's too small. I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm just saying that when I was 7-0, 8-0, 9-0, but then when I beat Vasquez, when I put Andrew Harley to sleep, that power was heard around the world, man. The boxing world, I mean. Knocked Andrew Harley out with that power shot. So, yeah, Andrew Harley's a bum, but I hit anybody with that. They're going to drop like a bum, you know, no matter who they are. Hey, look. I hit Andrew Harley with a hook. Knocked him out cold. I hit Deontay Wilder with a hook. TKO'd him. Deontay Wilder and Andrew Harley, who's better? Okay. Wilder, obviously, but I beat them both with one punch. You see my point? That no matter who I hit, regardless of how good, bad they are, whatever, they all lose. Because Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest. And you haters are mentally ill. I am number one pound for pound, man. Now, win number 87. I don't know when it's going to be. Maybe. I'll get one more win this year. Maybe. We'll see. But as of now, enjoying the latest one, man. Win number 86. It was just, it was phenomenal, man. What can I say? Number 86 was phenomenal. Yeah, I just hit the guy over and over with hooks. And he had no answer. Yeah, 86 tried, 86 failed. Yeah, with a record like that, I can definitely afford to take a break. I mean, I did take, I did take a month off. Well, this whole year, well, last year, like when I scored 23 wins, last year I did not take a single month off. From January to December, I fought every single month. I don't think there's never been a fighter that's fought every month for the whole year. No, literally, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. All 12 months, I fought every single month, every month, without a break. This month, okay, that's never been done in history. No Muhammad Ali, no Mike Tyson, none of them clowns. Never. This year, I took May off, and I won in June. I won in July. I beat two guys in Ukraine. I took August off. In August, I trained, though, for September. In September, look at how I looked. I was fucking phenomenal. The beatdown was just ballistic. I went ballistic on that motherfucker. Crushed his ass. Yeah, so... Yeah, but a month after all these wins, put in this such short time, I deserve more than a month off. I deserve a few months off at least. With all that being said, Charlie Zelenoff, greatest of all time.
my truck to stay dry, my weight to stay. My truck stay dry, my weight stay glide, my city, my friends, my foes, everybody knows the real bitch on dope. My hip stay nasty, stay bush, stay twist, my attitude, my hands stay fist, my house stay searched, my car stay getting shot, haters stay hate, they won't see me in the bottom, but my little proof vest, stay protecting my chest, life ain't nothing but a test, it's a big old mess, my money stay getting bigger, even when I'm in jail, my name see the dead, that mean you better chill, my life. My life ain't right, so I'm a flight all night. My life, my life. It's either truth or I'll say, yeah. My life. My life ain't right, so I'm a flight all night. My life. It's either truth or I'll say, yeah. I know my 8-4 won't take my place. My turn south when I went upstate. Used to be my homie till I caught this case. Now I wanna snap the tape. I can't wait, my stash, my connect, my ends, my pins, my God, please forgive me for all my sins, my hood, my crew, we do what you do, best believe I'm alive, true, that's my truth, thought it's all time, okay, dope, man, okay, this is not a joke, man, this is my flow, man, this be the truth that I ever say, this my life behind this, I might wind up big, my life, my life. My life ain't right, so I'm flight all night.